I really don't have a lot to say today. Just a few hours. But before we leave the rush, two hours. Talk a lot about the Rambam, about the Goy Anos. What's the chat in the Rambam that the Goy Anos is Mechayim by the Rambam Motzei. So bottom line, when all the dust is settled, there were two Malachim that I thought could work. For. This is Alan's Malach, beautiful in the bag, but in the Rambam, but it's hard to understand. But the two Malachim that seemed to work were of Shach, that Goyan is not really an Echayis. Even if this is Alma's word, that it's a Chiyav Shmira, it's also hard to understand. Where the Chiyav Shmira has to come from. It's Mashma and Gemara, the Chiyav Shmira comes from the Kabbalah Echayis. If you learn that the word is Chiyav Shmira, but the Gemara says, Rova said to the Bema Chayzit, because you were Makabal Echayis, that's why it's defined on you. So, by Goy Anos, what Kabbalah Sechayis was? It wasn't Makabal any Echayis. The Goy is trusting the Echayis. Some are born with their Echayis. Some assume Echayis. Some of the Echayis thrust upon them. The Goy thrust the Echayis upon him. So what kind of Kabbalah Shmir is that? So, this is Amos Mahalach in the Bahagra, that she is Mechayis, that's good, but in the Rambam, it's hard to say. So we had Rosh Hashanah Mahalach, that it's time the fact that I'm Mashu the Chometz, the Ritzoini, I have a Te'elis from being Mashu the Chometz. That's enough. So that's in Svara is a good Mahalach. Nechami, it's not an Achrayis, it's nothing. But I'm happy the Chometz is here. I don't want the Chometz to disappear. So that's enough to be called that I'm being Mekayim the Chometz. So that's enough to be called that I'm being Mashu the Chometz. That was Rosh Hashanah Mahalach in the Rambam. It's Shrein, the Lashon Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is that since if it's nevad or nignav, so you'll have to pay kiddid chayim dami. Lashon kiddid chayim dami is difficult to be Rav Shach's mahalach. The other mahalach that we had was the to say that it's a dover goyim l'mamon. But at the end of the day, since if it'll be nevad, he's going to be out money, so that's enough to make it into a goyim l'mamon. Then we had a problem. So if you have chometz in the street, and the guy told you to watch it, so it also because you also everybody rabbi matzei. I want to say about that Dover Gam Lamaman requires that I have some kind of kinyan in the chayfet. So chometz in the street, I don't have any kinyan in it to begin with. But here, chometz, and I'm being shomer, I have some kind of kinyan in it. So I could call it a Dover Gam Lamaman. I got me. I have to know what kind of kinyan do I have. And if the guy's just making me watch it, where do I even have a kinyan? But maybe to watch it, I wasn't makabal. I wasn't makabal of Christ, but I wasn't makabal to watch. So maybe, so that was the second mahalach. So I just want to point out the Rabbi Hananel. We know that the Derech Chal, the Rambam, or at least very often the Rambam follows Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rambam's Rashi was Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rambam obviously didn't have high Rashi, but so Rabbeinu Hananel, yeah, that was the first parish of Shas that he had. The Rif quotes Rabbeinu Hananel. He had Rabbeinu Hananel. He very often follows Rabbeinu Hananel, Shat in the Gemara. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel is very much mashmer. He learned the Gemara that the Mechayev is Altover Gemu Mamun. First of all, Rabbeinu Hananel is the first. That the Bnei Mechayza were Anosim, that the Gayosim, the Bnei Chayla were Gayosim, they were Anosim. That's Mufurish Rabbeinu Hananel. And I was here on the bottom of the Amud. Where it's the next number. Ben Chanan says that Rabbi said to the Bnei Mechayza, "The Iru Chamira, the Bnei Chayla Pirsh, Hanochem Bnei Chayon, saying, 'If Kidim is Hachometz Shlem Bebata Yisrael, the Goyish soldiers would keep their Chometz Bebata Yisrael. V'ayu Noisdin Lehem Kemach, and they would give them flour. V'ayimim Asulan Ulech, and make bread." And even if the lechem was never ba'ainis, ein mashkichin, they wouldn't take any excuses, but they would punish them. So the lechem is kilu shalahem. Why? So he speaks out. Even though the chayrit's a dover gaim l'momen, Chari means we hold davar gal mamon zarik is not kemamon. What's the idea of davar gal mamon? Kishe yoyved, if it'll get lost, I'm going to have to pay. And therefore, when it gets lost, it's kilu my money got lost. But kozman that it's not mine. He's explaining the more, but isabein and less abein. It's a donor of a moment. I made a mistake before. I said that he's addressing. We don't hold like Rav Shimon. He doesn't speak out the fact that we don't hold like Rav Shimon. I don't know why. What he speaks out is, even if you have Shimon, it's only when it's nevad. Kishi yoyved ani ashalim, v'nimsa oisei ha'ez kilu m'moni ovad. But now it's isibene, it's not yet m'moni ovad. So I would have said that it's still moment ha'nochrihu. Kamash melod the benkach u'benkach also, regardless it's also. The mashmoyser of Enchananel is that the kamash melon is that even though it's that ben if it's isibene, ben it's filesibene, it's also for the it's the chomus is also. But for the fact that he speaks out this whole thing, even though it's a dover gal mamon, it's less of ene, so it's really less dover gal mamon is only by less of ene, and here it's isi be ene. So kamash malon the benkachu benkach also. The kamash malon is that it's when it's isi be ene, it's also for the same reason as when it's less of ene, and when it's less of ene, it's a gal mamon. Yeah, Rabbi Nachman doesn't speak out the issue that we don't pass the Kav Shimon. So maybe that's also part of the Xeris HaKosel, we could say that even though we don't pass the Kav Shimon, but here it's enough. Same way in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon itself is only by less of Enei. Here it's Isi Be'enei. The Kamash is Benkach or Benkach. It doesn't matter. So the Fidei Rabbanan, they never pass like that. They never hold from the Rav Gamal moment, but here it doesn't matter. But about the Mashmoy Shavu Nachman is that at the end of the day, the Kamash Malan is in the line of the Rav Gamal moment. Shiyoi Be'ani Yashala. So you see, Rabbi Nachman, two things that we saw in. First of all, the Feirush in Rabbeinu Chananel, like the Rambam, that it was an Oinus. Goy Anus, it was an Oinus. And number two, you see Rabbeinu Chananel, the Havonis has to have a Gramu Mama, which goes together. It's not a real Kabbalah Sachayis. Anus. So what is it? But it's a Gomer Gramu Mama. That's the alternative that we've been. It's Mashmir Rebbeinu Chananel, it's the first Rebbeinu Chananel that we're talking about Anus, and it's Mashmir Rebbeinu Chananel, the reason why that's an Achayas, even though it's only an Anus, so it's not really an Achayas, the reason why it matters, the reason why Achayas is because there's a cost of it, that it's that the Gurma Mammon is Machayas. So if that's what it says in Rebbeinu Chananel, it's very attractive to say that that's the Pshat in the Rambam, in the Rambam as well. There's one thing that it says in Rebbeinu Chananel that I don't think is Mashmir the Rambam. Rabbeinu Chananel adds that it was that he was Makabal Achrayis, that the, not Makabal, but he had Achrayis thrust on him. The Goy Anus is Koyfan in Achrayis, even on Oinus. He didn't really Nenas, the Goy won't take any excuses. So that's strange. What does he need that for? The Ram is not Mashmallah. The Ram is not. So what does he need it for? It could be a whole. The Dovagam moment is only when you have an Achrayis. There is such a sheet in Rishayim that Dovah Gamal Mammon is Kimbam and Domi only if you have an Achrayis that's a total Achrayis, even of Oinus. If it's not a total Achrayis of Oinus, the Rabbit also says, the sheet brings the Rabbit, that the din of Dovah Gamal Mammon, a Shomer, is only called, or a carbon, by a carbon you have an Achrayis even for Oinus. If the carbon is never Oinus, you still have to pay. You still have to bring a new carbon. You said, I really like. What does it matter if it's Oinus or not? You said, I really like. So sheet brings the Rabbit is that by a Shomer also, it's only called the Dovah Gamal Mammon. If you have an achrayis, even a bonus. So in Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe it's also medoyik that way. See, that's why he has to say that over here was an achrayis of bonus. That the Rambam was not mashma. Rambam said he was mekav. The achrayis was if it will be nevad or nignav, it will be mishalav. Doesn't say anything about bonus. Normal gneva v'avedis is not bonus. Normally achrayis of gneva v'avedis is not bonus. Doesn't extend to bonus. Not mashma the Rambam that you have to mekav the achrayis of bonus. So in that, that's not like Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's one nekuda. Then one other nekuda, this is really fascinating. Let's talk about the Gainim. The last thing we were busy with was the Shittas HaGainim. The Rosh brings a Gainim that if I have Chometz and I'm mafkid it by somebody, Yisrael or a Nochri, and they're Makabal Achrayis then I'm not even buying Rabbi Mazir. I'm not chayiv in beer. The difkad is over if he's a Yisrael. But the mafkad is potter. And the lashon of it, the way the Rosh brings the Gaonim, the way they bring a ray from a mechilta. The mechilta says yotza chemsi shel Yisrael beveis hanochri afal pi shul shaloi enay b'shusay. It's shaloi, but it's not b'shusay. So pasha pshat in the Gaonim is that the Gaonim hold that if I have chametz sitting sitting by a goy as a pikudin by a goy or for that matter by another Jew. If he's mekabel achrayis, then I'm potter. But if he's not mekabel achrayis, then I'm chayav. So we spoke out yesterday. What's the difference? The shagasai says it should make a difference. Manasha, if you hold that I'm loyver and chometz, it's not a my rishus. So why does he have to be mekabel achrayis? What is it? I mean, if you hold tzvachaykus yishayim, am I loyver and chometz is not a my rishus? Let's say I have chometz sitting in the street, or chometz sitting by somebody else. Am I loyver by Rabbi Motzer? Shita Sar Rabban, Rabbeinu David and the Ran and Abdalad, you need to have Shaloi and Rishusay. Other Yishayim Mechaylik, the Ramam is masculine, then I'm over, even on Chometz is sitting by somebody else, even if I have Chometz sitting by a guy, even if I have Chometz wherever, if I have Chometz anywhere in the world, I'm over by Rabbi Mazar. What are the Goyim hold? Monashok says the Shagasai. If they hold, like the Ramban, that the Chometz has to be in my Rishus, so I should be Potter, even if the guy is not Makabal Achayis, but it's not in my Rishus. And if he holds, like the Rambam, if they hold like the Rambam, that you're over by Rabbi Yomotzeh and your own chometz, even if it's not in your rishus, so what does it matter if they're mekabel achrayis? So the Shagasai denies that there's such a shgoinim. He says that's not strapping the goinim. The goinim don't really care if you're mekabel achrayis, if the nifkad is mekabel achrayis or not. The goinim only threw in the words that the nifkad was mekabel achrayis because they wanted to say that if it's a Yisrael, if the nifkad was a Yisrael, then the nifkad is over. For the nifkat to be over, he has to be mekabel achrayis. But for the mafkat to be potter, the achrayis is lemayla v'lemayim. But in Torah's befer, it's not the way the Torah understood the goyim kipshutum. The pashtus in goyim is that it depends on kabbalas achrayis. If the goy is mekabel, if the nifkat is mekabel achrayis, the mafkat is potter. If the nifkat is not mekabel achrayis, the mafkat is chayim. So what's the pshat? So yesterday I suggested with the Rebbe Zalman, with the Rebbeinu Chananel and HaMafkid. Rebbeinu Chananel and HaMafkid says, Rebbe Zalman found a Metziah G'dayla. The Rebbeinu Chananel and HaMafkid says that a Shomer is Migoy, that he's Chayiv and Shmiro, it's B'shus HaKayma. Because the Shomer has a Chayiv Shmiro, the Pikodin is in his Rishus. He has a certain Kinyan on the Pikodin, even when it's Kayma Ba'agma. Even if it's not in his yard, it's wherever it is, it's in his shlita, it's considered to be in his rishus. Similar to what we find by a ganav, it's a commonplace. We have everybody knows a ganav has kinyan gneva in the gneva. So Rebbeinu Chananel says that a shomer also has kinyan gneva. Since he has a chi of shmira, he has kinyan gneva. Rebbe Zalman brings rise to the Rambam also away. We saw a little bit. So I said yesterday that mishtama, that's the pshat in the ganav, that the ganav hold al derech Rebbeinu Chananel. That a chi of shmira gives the shomer kinyonim in the pikadim, just like chi of a gneva gives the ganav kinyonim in the pikadim. A chi of shmira gives the shomer kinyonim in the pikadim. Well, to have a chi of shmira, you have to be mekabel some degree of achayis, and a minimum of achayis of pshia. I don't know if you don't have to be mekabel. If you're not mekabel any achayis at all, if you're not even mekabel achayis of pshia, that means you're not being mischayev to watch it. Because what does pshia mean? Pshia means I'm not watching it. It means you failed to watch it. And if failing to watch it doesn't get you in any trouble, doesn't incur any penalty, that means you didn't really undertake to watch it. What does it mean? Well, you volunteered. I mean, maybe if you were a poel, but you didn't sign up as a poel. Your chi of shmir is because you have an achrayis to watch it. And even a poel, let's say, I mean, you could hire a poel to watch something, but I don't think a poel who you hire to watch something has kinyonim in it. You know, they hire guards to watch the wayu all the time, and I don't think the guards have kinyonim in wayu. If you have an achrayis, if the shmira comes with a hischaivus, so that comes with the kinyon, because that's somehow, even though that itself needs havana, but that we find all the time. Hischaivus and kinyonim go together. To be mischaiv, when I'm mischayev in something, that means if there's going to be a loss, I'm going to have to pay it. The loss is going to be my loss. I'm mischayev in something. So that gives me a certain, that comes together with a certain kinyan. Yeah, that's a cloud gadol in halacha. Why that's so? I don't know. But that's a cloud gadol. So the Mela, the Goyim say, the Goyim very geshmak. The Goyim say, if you have a, if you were makabel achrayis, even the low level achrayis, achrayis of pshiyim islam, but you were makabel achrayis to watch it, so then you have a, so then migoy that you're chayiv in shmira, so you have a kenyan, so it's pshus hashomer. If it's pshus hashomer, it's not pshus hamafkid. It's pshus hanifkid, it's not pshus hamafkid. If you weren't makabel any achrayis, then it's just sitting by you in maybe sitting in your house. But that doesn't take it out of the Rishus, so that's still called that it's Bishusa Mafkid. That's what I wanted to say Pshat and Goyim yesterday. So also I mentioned yet, so that's a very Bechidish, that something that's sitting by a Shomer, A, that it's Bishusa the Shomer, but that's a Bechidish that Rebbe Zalman already discovered. That we have a Beferish Rebbe Nechanan, and if Zalman has a whole plenitude of Rais at the Ram, also the way. So fine, that's Rebbe Zalman's Chidish. But in this Goyim, it says another Chidish, that to the extent that it's in the Rishus of the Shomer, it's not in the Rishus of the Mafkid. That Rabbi Zalman didn't say, and Rabbi Zalman didn't want to say that, because we're all used to the idea that a Mafkid could be Makdish, something that's sitting by the Shomer. As many of you showing him right, that a Mafkid could be Mafkid, many of you showing him right the way. That that's the Halacha Mekubelis, that you can't be Makdish something that's by a Ganav. Because it's any b'shusay. Zelufish ganav leinisyashu abaylam famous member of Rav Yechanan in Meruba and elsewhere. Ganav leinisyashu abaylam shnei men yochelim lakdish. Zelufish ain't a shalay. Zelufish ain't a b'shusay. So everybody knows something that's sitting by a ganav is not in my rishus, not in the bottom's rishus. But something that's sitting by a shomer, the shomer will say, I could be mafkish. It is considered to be in my rishus because the rishus of the shomer is like the rishus of the mafkid. So Rav Zalman didn't want to say. Want to scandalize the natives? He didn't want to go. He didn't want to. So he assumes that that's true in the Rabbeinu Chananel as well, in the Rambam as well. So how does that stem with his Rabbeinu Chananel, with his Rambam that it's b'shus of the Shomer? So he says, yeah, even though it's in the b'shus of the Shomer, but the Shomer is watching it b'shlichus abal. So therefore, the b'shus of the Shomer is considered to be the b'shus of the mafkid as well. So it's b'shus al Shomer, but it's also in the b'shus of the mafkid. But the Chayim, the Goyim, is not the way. The Goyim say it's not Bishus of the Mafkid. That's why it's called to Pimbali Rabbi Matzi. It's Einei Bishus. It's Shaloi, but it's Einei Bishus. The Lashon of the Mechilta that the Goyim are applying to this case is very reminiscent of the Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan. The Mechilta that the Goyim quoted says that Chometz is sitting by a Goy. It's you're not over because it's Afal Pi Shaloi, Einei Bishus. That's Mamish, the Lashon of Rabbi Yechanan by a Gana. So a lot of the Mashmois in the Goyim is that even by a Pikodon, if it's sitting by somebody else, if they were makabel, if sitting by a shomer, and the shomer was makabel achrayis, it's b'shus ha-shomer, and to that extent, it's not b'shus ha-mafkid. And then l'chor would follow the field of gleinim, yitaka cannot be makdashit. So I said yesterday that we do find such a shita in Rishonim. The Me'iri brings such a shita, the Me'iri b'vakamas ha-mafdes brings such a shita, that if something is sitting by a something is sitting, if you have mepaltulim that are sitting by somebody, so you, it's nerishus. You cannot be a makdishus. Let's look at the Rav Hasho. Cannot be a makdishus. So the Me'iri is a kasha from a Gemara in Baba Basra. What was it? Peches. Where the Gemara talks about somebody was selling kara, some kind of vegetable. Or something. And people started grabbing, so he got all upset. He said he was makdish all of them. So the Gemara says that since it was Yotzer Hashar, so the din is that once it's Yotzer Hashar, so anybody who takes it even before they paid, so kilo they're kind of to some degree. So everybody was kind of already, so he can't be makdish, not yours. But it's mashma, says to me, but it's mashma that if it wasn't Yotzer Hashar, so then you could be makdish. I it's sitting by them. You see that even if it's sitting by somebody else, as long as it's not a ganav, you could still be makdish. Then Mr. Raya says also in Tosis in from Tzia Davov, in the beginning of the Sugya Tok for Kohen, Tosis says that's one of the places where Tosis says this yisoid that you could be makdish something that's sitting by a that a pikodon is considered to be in the shush of the mafkid, and you could be makdish it. And he brings, that's the raya that he brings from that Gemara in Baba Basra. So Chayitz Hashem the Goyim. He says, no, forget, it's very good for the Goyim. It's fine for the Goyim, because the Goyim said it, only said it when you're Mekabel Achrayis. And there the cases you were not Mekabel Achrayis. I think it's Mufush over the Gemara. You were not Mekabel Achrayis. When it's not Yotzah Shah, you're not Mekabel Achrayis. So Mimela. So good, Shalom Yisrael, so everything's good. That's not the Shita's Goyim. Yes, it's true. It says in the Gemara of Baba Basra that it's something sitting by yourself by a Nifkad. It's still, but you could still be makdashit. But that's when there's no kabbalah sachayis. The ga'inim and mecharis do when there's kabbalah sachayis is different. Yeah, I'll find. So my last night, my son-in-law asked me a kasha from a pasuk. The pasuk says ki itini shoreu kesef akelim lishmar, and then it was begunim v'beis hish. So the ganav has to pay a. The Ganav has to pay Shnai. Perish a Pasuk that if I that Yitin Yisrael Kesef Hakelim Lishmar, I gave somebody something to watch. So he's a Shomer. And it was Gunu Mibes Ish, and it was stolen from the Shomer. And the Ganav is Chayav Kefil. If the din is that if it's sitting by the Shomer, it's no longer considered to be Bishus Abaylim. So then why is the Ganav Chayiv? Why is that different than Ganav and Aganav? The din is Ganav and Aganav is Batur. Okay. Shimon stole from Reuben, Levi stole from Shimon. So Levi is Chayiv Karen, he has to pay Karen to Reuben because it's Reuben's Chayiv. He stole Reuben's Chayiv. But he's a Gazlan, he's not a Ganav. He doesn't have Chayiv Gnev, he's not Chayiv and Kefil and Dal Vahey and so on. Why? Because there was no Gnev in Mibes Ha'ish. The Gemara in Baba Kama explains that it's based on Rabbi Yechonon. That since a gnev is not b'shus abaylim, so when Shimon stole it away from Reuben, it's already yotzer b'shus. It's no longer b'veis ish. B'veis ish means the bailim. It's no longer b'veis abaylim. If it's no longer b'veis abaylim, so Levi who steals it from Shimon he's stealing, but it's not a ma'aseh gneva because it's not b'veis ish. So he has to pay like a gazlan, but he doesn't have to pay like a ganav. Nope. So, but that's only by a ganav because it's the Gemara explains because of Yochanan it's ainu b'shusoy, but. According to the Ga'inim, the same thing is true by a Shomer. So if you steal something from a Shomer, Shimon is a Shomer for Reuben. Reuben was mafked something by Shimon, and then Levi goes and steals it from Shimon, from Shimon's house. So the Pasuk says that he's Chayev Kefil. Kefil to the Bailam. So why is he Chayev? Why is he Chayev Kefil? Where's the Begun of Mbeis Ha'ish? It's not Bishus HaBailam, it's Bishus HaShomer. Lefi the Ga'inim, it's Bishus HaShomer. Hard to believe that the pasuk was talking about where there was no kabbalah sachayis. Stama's not. I don't think it's shayach even in the pasukim. Yeah.
It's some sort of combination. Now the shomer is a bailim, so it is coming.
So maybe we don't hold over gan l'bamim k'mam adami. So there's no chiyuv kefil to the shomer. So to whom is he chiyuv kefil? He's not chayiv kefil to the shomer. It may be in the shomer's shush, but it's not his. So Kochi is chayiv to the original Bible. So you see that. So where's the begun of Beis Ha'ish? Why is it different than stealing from a Ganav? Why is it different than going to a Ganav? It's an interesting question. Then this is you could ask. This is also his question. He said he had this question for many years. He said, "Why did Tosis and not on this guy, but he had the question on Tosis and Davov. The Tosis when he in Bamitzia Davov and other Rishonim when they say the din that is that something that's sitting by a Shomer is still considered to be in the Rishus of the Bailam. The Bailam can still be Makdashit. So they bring the Raya for the Gemara and Baba Basra about the Kara whatever it was, pumpkins. Well, I say yes, I don't know if it's really pumpkins, but whatever they are." We'll call them pumpkins. Why didn't Tosfos bring a raya from the pasuk? It's mukach and pasuk. That if you steal something from a shomer, it's for gunim beis ha'ish. It's a raya that the shus of the shomer is beis ha'ish. It's not like the shus of a ganav. It's a chushi alimto. youngest son of the big Pinchas. So I don't know. The MSI, I don't know. Is that interesting? None of the Rishonim. Why don't the Rishonim bring this right? Maybe my Pshat Megoinim is wrong. But why? But why do the Rishonim not bring this right? The Rishonim are done. Can you be mapped to something by the Rishonim? Is something that's sitting by Rishonim considered to be in the Rishus of the Mafkid? It is indeed. We shouldn't talk about it. Taisus is not above and above the sea. And so, why don't they bring the Seichach? It's a beautiful Seichach. So, the only thing I was thinking maybe, even though it's a little bit speculative, that maybe the item will hold. That the p'tur of miguna of mibeis ha'ish v'leim mibeis ha'ganav, the p'tur of ganav and ha'ganav, it's not only because it's not on the rishus of the bialim. It's because it's gigandvit out of the rishus of the bialim. It was stolen out of the rishus of the bialim. I mean, the ganav is a ganav. He doesn't want to give it back, so he's a ganav. It was stolen out from the rishus of the bialim. Something that was stolen out from the rishus of the bialim. So then if somebody else comes and steals it again, so I don't see that as a ma'isig name. Because it was already stolen out of the Rishus of the Bible. So now you're stealing it out from now, you're not stealing it from the Rishus of the Bible, you're stealing it from somebody else's Rishus. So stealing it from somebody else's Rishus, where that person already stole it out from the Bible's Rishus, so you're going to minaganav. But in the case of a shomer, it's true that it's not on the Balaam's Rishus, but it's not by a ganav. It's the Balaam got it wanted. The Balaam wanted there. That's where the Balaam wanted to be. It's not in their Rishus. It's in the Rishus. We'll call him Shimon, the Nifgad. But that's exactly where Reuven wants it to be. He wants it to be Rishus Shimon. So it's Rishus Shimon, but the Rishus of Shimon is where the Balaam wanted to be. It's not stolen out into the Rishus of Shimon. It just is sitting in the Rishus of Shimon. Maybe that's not a chisor in Beis Ha'ish. That's Beis Ha'ish. The Ish doesn't have to be Reuven. The Ish could be Shimon. As long as the Ish is not a ganav, where the Ish is a ganav, so then it's mibeis ha'ish v'loim mibeis ha'ganav. That's what it says, mibeis ha'ish v'loim mibeis ha'ganav. You just have to steal it from the beis ha'ish, not from the ganav, because you're the ganav and he's the Ish. We have to keep the roles clear. You're wearing the black hat and he's wearing the white hat. You're the ganav, you steal it mibeis ha'ish. But if you steal it mibeis ha'ganav, so then everything gets confused. So who's the ganav over here? He's the ganav, you're the ganav. It's not mibeis ha'ish, it's mibeis ha'ganav. So that's not called the ganav. A ganav has to be, you're the ganav, and he's the ish. So the ganav steals him, mibeis ha'ish. But not mibeis ha'ganav. But when Shimon's not a ganav, so he's a different ish. So he's not Reuven, he's Shimon. But he's the ish, he's not a ganav. So that's the gunav mibeis ha'ish. The gunav mibeis ha'ish, this is not the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. But maybe the gunav mibeis ha'ish, lo mibeis ha'ganav, doesn't mean that he has that as long as it's not in the rishus of the bialim, it's not a ma'isig neva. That's the normal pshat. If it's not in the rishus of the bialim, it's not a ma'isig neva. Maybe that's not the pshat, or that's not the whole pshat. Maybe the begunav beis v'loim beis ha'ganav means you have to steal it from the rishus of an ish, not from the rishus of a ganav. It doesn't have to be the bialim. It doesn't have to be Reuven. It could be Shimon. As long as Shimon is an ish and not a ganav, so that's still called begunav beis ha'ish. So if you would hold. But say like not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says that this din of Goyim and Ganav is connected to Rabbi Yochanan. If you would hold not like Rabbi Yochanan, so even by a Ganav, it's Mibeis Ha'ish because it's it's still Rishus Abayim. So then you wouldn't have this tour. What do you mean? It's Mibeis Ha'ish. It's just because it happens to be sitting by the Ganav, but it's the material Rishus of the Abayim, so it's still called Mibeis Ha'ish. So we say, no, because we have this concept that when it's Mibeis Ha'ganav, it's not Mibeis Ha'ish. It's Mibeis Ha'ganav. Well, it's in the base of a when it's in the base of a shomer, and it's still called me beis ha'ish. It's not the same ish. It's not the same ish, but that's not me beis ha'ganav. So it's a different ish. As long as it's a v'gunav of me beis ha'ish, you're stealing it from a beis ha'ish, not from a ganav. So that's still enough to make you into a gan. It's a chiddush gadol. I don't know if it's really, you have to learn go to Maruba and see if it's really tenable. But maybe that's the pshat in the goyim, and maybe that's why Tais also knew this is a possibility. So Tais doesn't bring this. This is the heichacha. Tais brings the heichacha from the Gemara with the pumpkins. That it was shomer is kishus abayim, and that's not a kash in the goyim because there's without kabbalah sechayis. The goyim say the favors. They're only talking about with the kabbalah sechayis. Anyway, I'm throwing it out there. I don't know. Yeah.
This would be an alternative answer for the Gemara's Kash also on the Gemara of the Kalam Dabai.
Oh, he wanted to say a chap, my son-in-law, that maybe that's where Rabbi Yonah's Kash. That's what you mean too. But Rabbi Yonah asked from the Gun of Beis from the Beis Gana. So the Rosh says, I don't know what he said. The Rosh says, I just don't know what he's talking about. So he said him, how come the Rebbeinu Yoni yesterday? So he says, maybe this is a pshat in Rebbeinu Yoni. Rebbeinu Yoni is asking, you see, it's the Chadin Mebeis Yishloim Mebeis Haganov, but by showing you don't have it, so you see that the Beis Hashem is not a Beis Hagan. Maybe that's what Rebbeinu Yoni is showing, but it's very, the Kitzer, the Remez, and Rebbeinu Yoni. But maybe that's what Rebbeinu Yoni means to us. Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next Gemara. So there's taxes. They say that the taxes are in kind. So the Melech is going to take a tenth of the behemos or a tenth of the iso, because the Gemara later on talks about challah. So that's the shayla. Is it chayiv now in bechor? Because by bechor the halacha is that if there's a shutfus of a goy in the mother or in the vlad, so there's no chiyuv bechor. It's a plosim. It's a mir bnei yisrael. That dabra bnei yisrael. The kaparim is a mir that if it's yada akum beemsa, if the goy has a chaylik in the behema, so then there's no chiyuv bechor. So here we have behemas hanuna. The goy's not exactly a shutif, but the din of malchus is that the malchus is going to take a tenth of the behemas. So is it chayiv b'chayir or not? Shaila, what this Gemara is doing here altogether? What does that do with our? Why is this here? I didn't ask why is this Gemara here. So let's say b'pshuto, you could say it's here because the Rava talked about the bnei chaylo. You know, the achrayis that they had for the chometz of the bnei chaylo, so that's reminiscent of this anuno. It's better if you learn that the bnei chaylo was kind of some kind of din l'machusa. If you learn like the Rambam, the bnei chaylo was to goy anos, so it's still nothing to do with anuno. Lo yedeh. In any event, behemis and chayvus b'chayra and chayvus b'chayra. So the Gemara explains. It's called heichad amotzi misalak bezuzi leikami boilam. The chayevas ki kami boil and echad delay motzim salak mebisuzi my amalu p'tur. So according to the first lashon, maskon is there's a chiluk between motzim salak mebisuzi and loy motzim salak mebisuzi. If you could pay it in money, and they'll take money instead. So then, even though if you're not misalak mebisuzi, they'll take the behemis, but that's not called the shutfus. That's not called the shutfus. If you can't be misalak mebisuzi, then that is really called. Then it's already called Yad Ha'akam Be'emtza, then it's Potter. The Chayra, the Pshat, the distinction is that if you could be Misalak and Bezuzi, then that shows that it's really just a Chayv. It's a Chayv. It's a Chayv that has a particular Shibud on the Behemoth. If you don't give them money, they're going to take the Behemoth. So fine. So they have a Shibud, the Behemoth, and a Shibud to this Chayv in a special way. So it's either money or Behemoth. But at the end of the day, it's a Chayv, it's not a Shutfus. If you cannot be misalat and bezuzi, and then they're going to take the behemoth, so then they have a shutfus in the behemoth, and the shutfus of a goy patas. But how does Rashi say? Chayes b'chayir the kaimlin kol shiad mochi b'em sabtuim and abchayir shenemek likol b'chayir b'yisrael. Avalei b'achayim. The eight is that she isurei shel melech b'seichay. Chayevis player losses the kain habachayer shalom elay. The matzim is halak anochi b'mois. Leiti boilon is the first lashon. Kevin that kati leizochon nochi behem. The guy didn't take it yet. The dinoi einoi kavu behem yosim imois. Nor is this din in the behemis more than in money. Ikal emeimer leyitin le behemis elamois. Interesting. Rashi's mashul l'chayr, not like I said, the hasbar. I said the hasbar in the distinction in the Gemara's distinction is that if you can be misalakim bezuzi, then it's a chayv. It's a right, then it's a chayv. If you can't be misalakim bezuzi, then it's a shutfus. If you did it a machus, it's a shutfus. The melech owns a chelik of the behemoth. Rashi's not mashul that way. Actually, it's mashma different distinctions. That if you could be misalak and bezuzi, so it's like a suffix. We don't know if he's going to have a chelik, if he's going to take the behemoth. So that's not called yad nochri behemoth. Because we don't know. Maybe yet, maybe not. It's a suffix. If he can't be misalak and bezuzi, then we know he's going to take from the behemoth. If we know he's going to take from the behemoth, then that's already called yad nochri behemoth. His din is kavu in the behemoths more than in the mice. Chayr, it's mashma to me that Rashi learns that it's not a shutfus. Even if you cannot be misalak in the mice, it's not yet a shutfus. So the p'tur is not that the guy is a shutf. The p'tur is that he has a din kavu to take from this eder, and the fact that he has a din kavu to take from the eder is enough to call it yad nochri b'emtz. Could we ask Shoshim even, is there a Rabbeinu Yoina in Baba Basra, Dafnun Hey? Rabbeinu Yoina says that Dina Machus Dino is like Hefker based on Hefker. It works to be Mafkir, but not to be Makna. Dina Machus, the Melech can say that your computer doesn't belong to you anymore. But the Melech can't say your computer belongs to somebody else. He can say it's Hefker and somebody else can take it. He can give somebody else, he can be mafkir it, and then somebody else can come and take it. Or the Melech himself can come, or you know, his officials can come and say, you know, your money is Hefker, and now we're collecting it for taxes. But the Melech can't be maknit to somebody else. So the Chayr, the Fear of Eniyana, so this Chayr, this problem. The Fear of Eniyana, what is it? Why is it? Even if you can't be Masalik in position, it's fine. So there's Dina Machus of Dina, the Melech is going to come, he's going to take one of these behemoths. But it's not the Melech's yet. The melech could be mafkirit, but he can't make it the melech's. The melech can then come and collect it, and then it will be the melech's. But Kozma, the melech didn't arrive, so maximum it's hefker. Or it's waiting to become hefker, waiting for the, but it's not the melech's yet, so why is it called, so where's the shutfus of, where's the shutfus of a guy? So you could say, one possibility is, that maybe it's enough for him to be mafkir. That's a mafushim pesuk. The din shutfus of a nochi papas, yad nochi papas. What about hefker? What if you have a yad hefker? You have a behemoth that's half mine and half hefker. Is it also potim in abachera? That's a mafush. Maybe it is. Maybe that's also called potim in abachera. Yad nochi doesn't mean necessarily yad nochi. Yad hefker is also called is also enough to pater. So meila din machusa. Since there's din machusa over here, maybe there's the hefker as a shutfus. There's a hefker dik a shutfus over here. Kilo hefker as a shutfus. Could be. That's not what it says in Rashi. Rashi is yad nochri benza. Other Rishonim also. They also yad nochri benza. So maybe that's what Rashi is addressing. In the Chanami, it doesn't yet belong to the melech, but it's enough to be called yad nochri benza. The melech certainly can be mafgirid, so he has a right to take it. Yes, the melech is going to come and take it, and the dinim achusi has a right to come and take it. So maybe that's enough to make it yad nochri benza. That's what Rashi means. But the nidin is, how certain is it that he's going to take it? If it's certain that he's going to take it, I can't be misalakim bezuzi, that's called already yad nochri b'emza. If it's not certain, because I might be misalakim bezuzi, so then it's not yet called yad nochri b'emza. Maybe that's the mahalach here. It's a little bit harder by challah. Why is the same Gemara by Chala? It seems to be the same rules. The same way Pat is by Issa, Pat is, and the Gemara seems to equate, that's the next Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to equate Dine Chala, except that's Marasayin, but the Ikar Din, they seem to be equated. Rashi also sort of started off the Gemara with Issa. By Chala, there's no Din by Chala that Yad Nochri be'emtza Patus. Rishonim speak out, but based on the Yushami, the Rambam passing say also that by Chala, the Ptur of Shutfus of a Nochri is where you don't have a Shir Chala except together with the Chalik of the Goy. The Chamesh Shiroim came up with that you need to have a Shir Chala. So if you have a Isis Arnuna, so the Melech has a Chalik in it, it's talking about a case where if you deduct the Chalik of the Melech, you don't have a Shir Chala. So there it's much harder to say such a, if that's the case, it's much harder to say that some kind of word that if the Melech has a right to take it, so it's Yad Nochri Be'emtza. Le'metzinu Be'chala, there's some kind of din of Yad Nochri Be'emtza as a Peter. In Esau, a Jew is Chayiv and Chala, and then you have to have a Shir that belongs to a Jew. So the Ptur of Esau's Anun is going to have to be because it's Mamash Yishutras. So I don't know how to assume this Rashi. I mean, if the Diak Rashi is correct, that Rashi is saying it's not really a shutras. It's that, it's just a vadois that is going to take it, it's called Yad Nochri Be'emtza. I don't know, let's read the next Lashon of the Gemara. You want to ask something? I can't hear you. I'm saying maybe Rashi could sing with Rabbeinu Yonah. Or maybe Rabbi Yehuda will learn on Derech Rashi that the Ptur is not that the guy that the Melech is a Shutuf, because the Melech maybe is not a Shutuf. I'm not saying Rashi has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi might hold that the Melech is not a Shutuf for a different reason. He might hold the Melech is not a Shutuf because of Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rashi holds the Melech is not a Shutuf because that's not what the Malchus said. The Malchus didn't say that we own a tenth of the Behemoth. The Malchus said we have a right to come and collect a tenth of the Behemoth in taxes. So maybe Rashi just tells that that's the mitzvah of the dinu machusa. The mitzvah of the dinu machusa is not that a tenth of the behemoth belongs to the melech. The mitzvah of the dinu machusa is that the melech has a right to come and take a tenth of the behemoth. So why is that pata? So Rashi says, but it's still called Yad Nochri Be'emtza. Let's see if I'm right. Well, again, what's the lesson of Rashi again? It's not Mashman Rashi that the reason why the Nochi wasn't Zoche is because you could be Mesalik in Bezuzi. Rashi Mashma, no, the Nochi wasn't Zoche, that's a fact. That Kati Lezoche B'melech, the Melech for sure wasn't Zoche yet in the Behemoth. So now, since you could be Mesalik and Bezuzi, so his din is not more kavua in the behemoth than in the money. Mashenkin, where you cannot be Mesalik and Bezuzi, so he still wasn't Zoichi yet in the behemoth, but his din is kavua in the behemoth. It's very clear in Rashi. I think it's Hakam Mufurush in Rashi. The Adayin Lezocha B'Mamelech. If Rashi meant to say that when you can be Mesalik and Bezuzi, then it's not a Shutvis, and when you can't be Mesalik and Bezuzi, then it is a Shutvis. So Rashi shouldn't say, well, since by Mesalik, since he wasn't Zoich in it and his din isn't more Kabul, he should have said, in the case where you can be Mesalik and Bezuzi, then he wasn't Zoich in the Behemoth. In the case where you can't be Mesalik and Bezuzi, then he was Zoich in the Behemoth. That's not the Mashmoy Rashi. The Mashmoy Rashi is that regardless, he wasn't Zoich yet in the Behemoth. The question is, but is his din Kabul in the Behemoth? So if his din is kavu in the behemoth, so that's one thing. If his din is not kavu in the behemoth, then it's another. About its mashmash Rashi, they're attacking the melech is not zeichel. Why is the melech not zeichel? So we could say with Rabbeinu Yonah, the melech doesn't have a right to confiscate to just make things his. Or maybe Rashi holds, maybe doesn't hold, or even with Rabbeinu Yonah, he just holds that's not the way taxes work. We know how taxes work. Taxes don't work that way. It doesn't belong to the melech. The melech has a right to levy taxes, but then they have to come and collect. Okay, that's this lesson. Let's see how it plays out in the next lesson, because the next lesson is where we have the case of Chala, and the case of Chala is problematic. So the Gemara says, Ikad Ami, another lesson, Amar Rava. Here it's not a bay, it's just a memra. Behemas anuna pturim and abachera. Now we have the Girsa, Rashi with the Girsa, Ve'afel gav the motzi misalakha. And this Girsa, it's potter, even though you could be misalakha, this is it. It's potter nonetheless. Says Rashi, I forgot the Mosi Mesalach way. The Chalkama de Lei Salke, Yodei Shaycha Bebehemis. Even though you could be Mesalach in Mesuzi, but Kozman, you're not Mesalach in Mesuzi, it's Yodei Shaycha Bebehemis. Yeah, it's still not Mashmah, it's a Shutfus. It's very hard to believe it's a Shutfus. You could be Mesalach in Mesuzi. Akoponim, it's not Mashmah that Rashi is changing the terms of anything. It's the same discussion. Is it Yad Noche? Is it? Does he have a shaychus to the behemoth? So that's what he says. The behemoth hanunah is pturim in a prayer because you're the shaykh of a behemoth. Isa hanunah chayevus bechala. I forgot the way motzi mesalakim. By an isa, even if you cannot be mesalakim bezuzi, it's chayev and chala. My timer. So Rashi says, Isa hanunah chayevus. I forgot the isa nochi ptura. He said, no, he's and you could eat it without taking challah. The Halari says, Seching Siv, Zucha Yevis. So he explains the less the call of Haroyo Mishaloyu, Vaichlo Beloy Challah. Haroyo Mishaloyu, Vaichlo Beloy Challah. I will be a Mishle Kallah, Mishle Kallah. Vahanatani Chayevis, the Isu Bissak. So here, but it gets sticky. Here, Rashi's mashma that the nekuda is it an isis yisrael or is it isis nochi? So Rashi says, well, since it's less lekala, so haroyoyim is shaloyhu. But the emes is that it's not shaloy. The emes is that it belongs to the melech. Here, already Rashi's not mashma the way we're saying. And really, it's not. Really, the melech was not yet zeicha. Like Rashi said before, akati lo zocha nochi ben. Justice is din kavu in it. Does he have a din kavu in it? Akati lo zocha. Here it's Masman Rashi. No, it's mamish belongs to the nochi.
In order to be other from the horse, has to be shittas in the animal itself versus shittas in the value of the herd. And then, I mean, just in terms of why Rashi ends up washing shittas, it just sounds weird because it's not like he doesn't have a piece of each animal. He owns one animal out of the ten. It's not exactly shittas per se.
The deek is not only from the fact that Rashi didn't use a lashon of shutfus. The deek is that when Rashi wants to explain the difference between motzi mesalakle and lo motzi mesalakle. So the chayra, if we're learning that he's mamish a shutuf, that the melech is mamish a shutuf, that's what patterns. So then the difference between motzi mesalakle and lo motzi mesalakle. So when he's loy motzi mesalakle b'zuzi, then the melech is a shutuf. And when it's motzi mesalakle, then he's not a shutuf. Then it's taka chayv, because we don't know. Then it's just a chayv. We're going to have to read that into Rashi. Came in the akati loy zocha nochi behem. The dine enei kavu behem yesim imois. Ika lemeimer lo yitin lei behem yisela mois. Yeah, maybe that's where we'll have to reread the Rashi. But Rashi doesn't mean... I thought the pshat of Rashi is in which didn't very well from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi means the melech doesn't have a shutfus in the animals for sure. That's not what we're talking about. But the shaila is, does he have a din? Does he have a right in the animals? So if he has a din, so the Lishna Kama says, if he has a din kavu in the animals, it patters. If he doesn't have a din kavu in the animals, then it doesn't patter. But a shutfus he for sure doesn't have. That's what he says, loizochabem. It's loizochabem. That's across the board. But does he have schusim? So schusim, it depends. Is it a schus kavur or is it a schus she'ene kavur? Then we get stuck by challah. So maybe that's not the way to read the Rashi. Maybe we'll read the Rashi. I don't know what we'll do through Rabbi Yonah. Maybe Rabbi Yonah will hold that Hefker is also Pappas. But our Kapanim, Pshat in the Rashi, maybe we'll have to say Pshat in the Rashi. Rashi means something else. The need is Taka Shutfis. But the Shaila is, just the fact that you're going to take one of an indeterminate, you're going to take a tenth of the behemoth. We don't know which one. You haven't come. You don't know. We don't know yet which one. Does that make you a Shutf? The fact that you're going to take one of the behemoths, does it make you into one out of ten of the behemoths? Does it make you into a shutuf? So Rashi says it depends. If you have a din kavua in the animals, then you. When Rashi talks about a din kavua and not a din kavua, when Rashi distinguishes between a din kavua and not a din kavua, he's not saying it as a siba but as a simon. It's not, if you have a din kavua patters, and a din she'enik kavua doesn't patter. That's not the pshat. What patters is not a din kavua or a din she'enik kavua. What patters is a shutras. What Rashi means is, when you have a din kavua, then we see you as a shutras. When you have a din that's she'enik kavua, then we see you not as a shutras, but as a chayiv, a din of machusa, but we don't see you as a shutras. If you have a din kavua in the behemoth, that no matter what, like death and taxes, no matter what you're going to take from the you're going to take one of the behemoths, some of the behemoths. So then then the melech is a shutuf, because there's no escape. So that makes him into a shutuf. Din kavua makes you into a shutuf. When he doesn't have a din kavua, maybe he'll take money, maybe he'll take something else. Then we don't see the melech as being a shutuf. Okay, so that's really that's what Rashi is going after me. Okay, let's see Taisus. I'm sorry, before. The is going to the Kama. So the If it's not then there is a p'tur. So Taisus asks from a Gemara in Eshach. And a makabel tzayin barzlem and anochi have blood is p'tur min abchera. Afagav the motzim is salakli l'nochi b'zusi k'dol mehosim k'evan di l'boi nochi zusi v'loi mishkach shoko behema. Yeah, look at this. Somebody, they made a deal called makabel tzayin barzlem and anochi, which runs, if I remember correctly, that the nochi gives him behemoth, and she's going to tend the behemoth and produce vodos and so on. The behemoths are a moneymaker. And eventually, the Nochi will take the behemoths back, and the blood is still split. The profits, they're going to split. The stuff that's generated, they're going to split. But the Goy wants to insure his capital. That's why it's called Tzoyin Barzel. But these Tzoyin, the Nochi wants to make sure he gets his Tzoyin back. The Nochi, you know, in the course of events, some of these Tzoyin may die, get depreciated, and so on. So the Nochi says, whatever depreciation will be in the original Tzoyin, he's going to take out of the blooders. That will be deducted from the blood. And then they'll split the blood is what remains after that. So the Gemara says over there that it's potem and abchera. It's called Yad Nochi Be'em. So even though when the Nochi comes to take out of the blood, the depreciation of the tzayin, the Yisrael can be misalak and bezuzi. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter if he can be misalak and bezuzi, because since if he won't be misalak and bezuzi, or he doesn't have zuzi, then the guy's going to come after the vlodis, because that's the deal. That if you can't give, you can't give him, widgets. You either give him cash, or you have to give him the vlodis. So since you don't give him cash, he's going to come after the vlodis. It's called Yad Nochi Be'emtza. So you have a perish gemara that if it's motzi misalak lebezuzi, and nonetheless it's potum and abacher. So it's good for the lishna basra maybe, but it's not good for the lishna kama. The Taisa later on says that even in Lishna Basra also there are different Girsois. They may not even be a Lishna Basra. So how does the Shema come over there? The Tiras read, the shiny awesome Shema, Tchilo Haisa Behem Mishal Nochi. The Kemen Diboy Zuzi Vilei Mishkach Shokol Behem O Linach Bim Shusei. Aval Kshe Behem Mishal Yisrael O Motsi Mishalak Lei Linochi Bezuzi Lei Nich Nisil Lev Shusei. The Taisa says it's different. Over there, the original Tzoyin belonged to the guy. And I'm going to go back to the guy. The blood is therefore what to belong to the guy. But now the deal is to give it to the Yisrael. The Yisrael is going to get half. So there, the fact that the guy might retain some of the blooders to cover his losses prevents it from becoming Shal Yisrael, and it's called Yad Nochi Be'emtza, even though it's Matzim Misalata. Now, Shenkin over here, we're talking about behemoths that belong to me. The king might come and take them. As long as I can be a salad, the king Bezuzi, then it's not called that the king has a, that it's not called Yad Nochi Behemoth. So what's the Havon and the difference? What's the difference where it's taught? The mice, it's the same deal. It's the same deal. If I'm a Salak and Bezuzi, he's not going to take it. If I'm not a Salak and Bezuzi, then he's going to take it. So what's the difference? What's the history? So a Chayra, Poshup Shat, is that it's a matter of Das. That what do they have in mind? You know, what does the setup mean? Does it mean a Shutvis, or does it mean a, or does it mean a Chayv? So where are you talking about behemoths that belong to a guy, Tzoyim Basel, where the Tzoyim belongs to the guy, and the Vlodis passed the sort to belong to the guy. Everything here really belongs to the guy. And now the guy is giving the Jew a chelik in the Vlodis for his participation in the Shutas. So now we're taking behemoths that by inertia should belong, ought to belong to the guy, and we want to say no, but they belong to the Jew because that was the deal. But if the deal contains in it a stipulation that the guy might retain those lotus and not give them to the Jew to cover his losses, so even though the Jew could get out of it by being mishalik and bezuzi, so we assume that the pshat is that the guy retains the bialis of the lotus, just the Jew has a right to buy the lotus out. That's how we interpret their deal. It's a matter of psychology. What do they mean when they made this deal? Since these are goyish behemoths to begin with, but now the Jew's getting a chelik in the vlodis because of his for his labor. So if the stipulation was that neged the losses of the tzoyin, the guy's going to retain some of the vlodis. So even though the Jew could give him money instead to cover the losses, and then he'll get the whole all of the full half of the vlodis. So we look at the Jew has a right to buy it out, to buy some of those vlodis out. But be'etzem, the guy is retaining bialis in the vlodis. Now, Shank, when you talk about Jewish behemoths that start by the Yisrael, they belong to the Yisrael, and now the king has the tax law is that the king collects, but you can be misalik and mizuzi. So we understand that the intention of the legislature was, it goes to original intent. We understand that the original intent of this tax system is that the behemoths really belong to the Jew, and you could pay it out with money. And you pay your taxes in money, and if you don't pay taxes in money, then they come after the behemoths. It's just a matter of how a mishal what this deal means. Because technically, it's the same deal, but it can be interpreted in two ways. So how we to interpret the deal depends on the situation. Because otherwise, what's the difference? It's the same thing. The thing is, this Rabbi Craig is Messiah in the Tosis. In Baba Basra. So the Tosfos over there is talking about the issues in the Tosfos are not important to us. But the Tosfos over there is talking about the following. You know, there's Machlokes Kinyan at Paris, is Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Aguf, or Laki Kinyan Aguf. Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lokesh. Person owns Paris. Does that mean that he's a Bailam on the Sod or not a Bailam on the Sod? A common Nachkininus. So Tosfos has its side. And somewhere in the permutations of the Cheshbon, the issue of Kinyan Peres, whether Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf or not, according to some Shittas, will depend on whether the Bailam is selling away the Kinyan Peres or the Lekeich is buying the Kinyan Peres. When you own the field and you're selling everything and if you're the full owner and you sell the field and retain the Kinyan Peres. So Taisus, then we look at the Kinyan Paris as a Kinyan Aguf. But if you're buying the Kinyan Paris, it's not your field at all, and you're first buying the Kinyan Paris, then Kinyan Paris is not the Kinyan Aguf. So Taisus says, Kayyasi b'matsinu in the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim by Behemoth Sandimu. Taisus themselves make a comparison. Now we find a similar distinction by Motzi Mesalik Bezuzi, that if it's the guy's behemoth and he's giving it to the Jew, but he's retaining, if it's the guy's behemoth, and the Jew wants to get it from the guy, but if it's the guy's behemoth, like over there in Ezer Neshech, and the Jew is now wants to get half of the Vlodis. So even though it's motzi misalakle bezuzi, you could be misalakle bezuzi and get the vlodis, that's not enough to make you a bialim. But in a case like by us, where it's Jewish behemoths, so even though the goy might take them, but since I can be misalak and bezuzi, so it's cool that I retain ownership in the behemoths. So he says, oh, you see such a distinction where I'm retaining ownership and I'm first trying to acquire ownership. If I'm first trying to acquire ownership, so the fact that I could get ownership by misalak the goy bezuzi is not enough. It's still called goyish behemoths. But if I want to retain ownership in the behemoth, the fact that I can forestall the guy taking them away is enough that I should retain ownership in the behemoth. So he says, you see, there's such a distinction. So the same thing by kinyan payers. Kinyan payers is kinyan aguf when you're retaining kinyan payers, but it's not kinyan aguf when you're first acquiring kinyan payers. The kinyan aguf doesn't come with it. So there already, I think it's much harder to say that it's an issue of das. Well, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guf is an issue of Das. Or it's not. Shaz Be'etzim, we know it is. It's Kinyan Peres. It's not. It is Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Guf. And somehow, when the Kinyan Peres is a vestige of a full ownership, then it's Kinyan Guf. When the Kinyan Peres is not a vestige of real ownership, but just, I'm just getting Kinyan Peres, then it's not a Kinyan Guf. And the fact that Tosfos compares it to us, sounds like the distinction that Tosfos is making is not a distinction in Das. It's some kind of distinction by Etzim. We're a real Bailim, so the fact that I can be Misalik and Bezuzi is enough for me to retain my Bailis. But where I want to first become a Bailim, then the fact that I could be a Bailim by being Misalik and Bezuzi is not enough to make me a Bailim. That needs a Hezer. I don't understand exactly why that how that works. Das was easier. Chayra, Tosfos seems to be closing that door. It's not a Dastika distinction. Some distinction by Etzim between retaining a Bailis and getting a Bailis. Later there. Just want to read the next Tosfos. This is really not a psalchem de kusugi. I think tomorrow I want to go back to the next sugi. But the next Tosfos says, "Behemus anu tura mina b'chayr afagav the motzi misalakli." V'hodas ani chayevus. According to Lishna Basi, what do you do with the steer in the brisas? Lishna Kam had a good answer. One is motzi misalakli. One is loy motzi misalakli. According to Lishna Basi, so behemus anu is always potter. So what do you do with the two brisas? So Rashi says the other brisas don't matter. So. Another brice in the Tesefta. It doesn't work in the Tesefta. In the Tesefta, it's before that there's another brice about Isa, and this brice is talking about the brice of Chayev is talking about a behemoth. That the second lesson also has the distinction motzi misalakli and motzi misalakli. Just in the first price, the second lashon has the same distinction. Just in the first lashon, it was a baya, and the second lashon, it wasn't a baya. And also, the second lashon introduces the anun, the isa theme. But as far as the distinction, motzi misalakli and lemotzi misalakli, the two lashonis are identical. And maybe Tosfos is correct, and maybe that's why when Tosfos said the kasha before from Ezra Neshach, why didn't he answer that the Gemara is going like a lashon basra? Christ doesn't have a Lishna Basra. Okay, fine. Which Hashem, I want to go back to the sugya of Yichud Levayis. Yichud Levayis is a hard sugya. Yeah. Okay.
You're ready.